I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another innocent bystander takes a bullet on the streets of New York City. This happened outside a bodega in the Bronx. Let's go live to our Roger Stern.
Susan, some friends were sitting on folding chairs in a milk crate at the corner of Franklin Avenue and Jefferson Place. That's where a man wearing a ski mask shot a 35-year-old woman in the back. Bodega owner Marina Lopez says there was also a shooting at this corner last weekend.
I'm going to talk to my husband to see what we're going to do about this, because this is the second time during just 1 week. It's bad.
Some folks say the same man committed both shootings. The victim in yesterday's shooting is in stable condition as police look for the attacker. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the Morrisania section of the Bronx.
Well, not far away in Crotona Park East, a 16-year-old was shot outside 55 Bryant Avenue while riding a moped. He is critical. So far, no word what happened there and no suspects. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested in the fatal shooting of a man in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. This was outside 751 Monroe Street Wednesday afternoon, where police found 54-year-old Daryl McMillan of Queens with a gunshot wound to the chest. The teen is charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. Cops, meantime, still do not have a motive. Well, there was a distinct smell Wednesday night in Belmont, the Bronx.
Police say the fire that started yesterday on a first floor apartment on East 184th Street ended up being a pot grow house where they seized 20 to 30 weed plants that were found inside there. Looking in the window, we can still see plant pots full of soil. Johnny lives in the building and was there when the fire started.
So when the lamp blew up and the owner one day, nobody to call because he know what he has. He told me it was a skill in the kitchen that was burning. There was just smoke, a lot of smoke coming out, and people was afraid.
He says the whole block quickly stunk of weed, and once the fire was out, everyone was looking in to see all of the plants inside.
One day broke everything, and everybody was in the window looking.
So far, no arrests have been made. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In the Belmont section of the Bronx.
A heads up that the city is going to be doing mosquito spraying next week in parts of Manhattan and Brooklyn. Andrew Handel is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. He tells 1010 Winds this is to weed out West Nile.
We want to avoid every case that we possibly can because there is the potential for very serious outcomes and severe illness from it. And so that's why it's important that the Department of Health does that spraying so that we can avoid as many cases as possible.
Well, during the sprayings, you should stay inside and away from the areas being treated for at least 30 minutes. Plan is to do this between 8:30 p.m. Monday and 6 a.m. Tuesday in Manhattan, north of 59th Street on both the east and west sides. Then on Wednesday, it's on to Brooklyn. Sections of Bath Beach, Bay Ridge, Bensonhurst, Coney Island, Diker Heights, Fort Hamilton, Gravesend, New Utrecht, and Seagate. Get all the info by calling 311 or visit nyc.gov.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.